Benin climatologist Michel Boko, the lead researcher for Africa on a UN scientific panel that studies climate change, says he is discouraged by governments not acting on scientific reports that climate change causes many of the natural disasters they face.
If they put it in a drawer, I do what I can, but I can oblige them to use it. If they don't want to use it, if they don't believe in science, that is a problem. I don't know if it will be really useful for them. Basic knowledge is available in Africa from scientists community in Africa, but there is no connection between police decision makers and scientists community.
Sometimes called global warming, climate change is an increase in temperatures, largely believed to be caused by carbon dioxide emissions that scientists say intensifies droughts and flooding. Some government policymakers, scientists, and industrialists dispute these findings. But scientists with the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change say global warming could cut African crop production by half in the next dozen years. Some scientists link Africa's more intense flooding this year, which has displaced more than 1 million people, killed hundreds, and contributed to the spread of cholera and malaria, directly to climate change. Boko says despite government leaders' theatrical gestures of attending international environmental conferences, they do not support long-term environmental change at home.
They're always looking at the duration of their own mandate, how to be re-elected in 4 years, in 5 years, and so on. They are always asking for some developed project, the benefits of which could be perceptible in short-term perspective. Global change is a matter of long-term perspective.
But in Senegal, officials say they are doing what they can with little money to find environmentally safe solutions to their energy problems. Senegal's rural electrification director, Ousseynou Ba, says even though the process is slow, Senegal is trying. Ba says despite startup problems 7 years ago when newly installed solar panels were stolen, the company has been able to run solar projects in almost 40 villages cut off from the national electricity network. Ba says government officials drop an annual plan of villages they want to provide solar energy, but the number of villages to receive power depends on donor support. Top UN climate change official Evo Debor has said 85% of the funding to fight climate change will come from businesses. Debor suggests making businesses pay if they pollute over a certain limit in order to raise funds for new energy systems. Also known as trading carbon credits, companies that pollute the least can sell their right to release carbon dioxide to companies that pollute more. UN officials say climate change is one of the most wide-ranging humanitarian challenges faced by African leaders because of its impact on disease, poverty, food production, and population migration to cities or overseas. Discussions from Monday's climate change meeting are scheduled to continue in December at the UN Climate Change Conference in Bali. The UN Secretary General is pushing for negotiations of a new international climate agreement to replace the Kyoto Protocol, a voluntary agreement among more than 160 countries to cut carbon emissions that will expire in 5 years. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.